It was a good day. It was a lot of good work. It's two very good football teams going against each other. Some great battles out there. A lot of fun. It's football. You know, it's football. So you strip it down to the basics. Nobody's doing any crazy plays, crazy blitzes, anything like that. It's just head-to-head football. It's a good day. Got a lot of good work out there.
JJ, last few days in West Virginia, can you talk about the fan reception and what it's been like to be here?
Yeah, it's been good. West Virginia's been awesome. I think the people have been great. Everybody here at the Greenbrier Street does extremely well. We're very fortunate that Mr. McNair has allowed us to come here and have a great training camp and really focus on football, focus on creating that team chemistry we need, and having the guys come together. I think it's been a really good experience for us. Yeah, I mean, you know, the old saying goes, iron sharpens iron, and I think obviously one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. It's always good to go out there and get some reps against somebody of that caliber, and it's a lot of fun. You know, it's anytime you put two good teams together on the practice field and get great reps like we had today, you're going to get better. And so we'll all go in, we'll watch the film, we'll learn, and we'll see what we did well, see what we didn't do well, and grow. I think it was a great day. Yeah, I'm very excited. To me, I treat practice like games. So every day is exciting. And anytime you get to go out there in full pads and practice and work on your craft, I think that's really game day to me. You know, so days like today are great because you get to go out there, you get to work, you get to grind, you get to make mistakes and fix your mistakes and see where you're succeeding and see where you're failing. So as long as you treat every practice like game day, you get hyped up every morning. I'm very fortunate. I get to be at a job where I wake up in the morning, I'm hyped to go to work. I can't wait to get to work with my teammates. I can't wait to get out there and work on my craft. And so it's a lot of fun, and days like today are what you dream about.
Do you feel like you're the player you were before all your injuries last year or so?
I feel great. I feel very good. I'm very excited to be out there. I'm not here to make any proclamations. I'm not here to say any breaking news, but I'm very, very excited. I'm very excited for the season.
You still want to stay training camp, training camp, what you've done, even here, out here, you still get the other guys best when you go up against them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's you live for that. I mean, that's the goal. You want somebody to give you their best shot. You want somebody to give it everything you have because that's the only way you find out how good you are. You're never going to find out how good you are if they don't give you your best shot, so or their best shot. So it's a lot of fun. I love the competition. I love competing. So today, days like today are great.
Have you managed your body any differently in this camp, or do you plan to do so going forward because you've always put yourself so hard?
Yeah, we've done a good job. The coaching staff has a good plan in place. The trainers have a good plan in place. We've had great success with it so far leading up to this point, and we're going to continue with it down the road. It's not necessarily any less work. It's just smarter, trying to make sure we do it the smartest way possible because as I grow, I understand that it's all about 16 Sundays and then beyond that. So I just need to be ready for those.
Is it hard to make yourself do that because it's so different than what your coach is always doing?
I think it's something that has come with growing as a person over the last year, you know, learning a lot about myself, learning a lot about what's most important, and really just making sure I get to those Sundays, game days, because I can have the greatest practice in the world today, but it doesn't matter at all if I don't make it to the Sundays, so I need to get out there and play in the games.
JJ, what's been your impression so far in this Patriots offensive line challenge?
Oh, it's good. I mean, it's always good to go against another team in training camp. We've been beating up on each other for a little while now, so it's good to get a new group in here. Had a lot of fun, had some good work today. So we'll come out tomorrow and do it again.
Did you get a chance to put Brady on his back without actually touching him at one point?
You can report on whatever you want to report on. I'm not here to talk about any of that.
Do you see this offense as being any tougher to stop than last year?
I was sitting at home watching last year, so you'll have to ask some of the guys that were playing in the game last year.
I'm sure you touched on it. What's the Greenbrier been like in just being mm-hmm. here?
It's been great. The people here have been great. They're first class all around. They've treated us very well, have been very accommodating, so we're very thankful that they treat us so well here.
You with the group that went to the ATVs, the off-road stuff?
No, I was over here. Part of the being smarter is I didn't know how bumpy the course was and, you know, making sure my back is in the best possible shape. So it's another one of those things where I had to listen to the people that tell me what to do.
Does a practice like this give you guys confidence that you're going to go against another team?
It's just a lot of fun. It gives you great film is what it does. It gives us a chance to go in tonight. We'll watch the film. We'll learn, especially for the young guys, you know, getting a chance to go against another team. They've been going against the same guys every day, getting a chance to go against another team. Now they have this on film. Get to see what they did, and really what's cool about it is you get to go out tomorrow and try and correct what you did wrong today. So it's really good stuff for us, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Did you feel, what's your there's two relatively inexperienced quarterbacks that look like they're going to bring you guys. Is there a lot of pressure on this unit, your unit, to help them as much as you can?
We always put a lot of pressure on ourselves. I mean, we always go out there and we try and do whatever we can to put our team in the best position. You control what you can control, and that's always our goal, is to go out there and do the best that we possibly can as a defense, hold them the least amount of points, and give our offense the ball back.
Thank you.